my name is Brian Laurier, and I'm 45 years old, and I'm in a medium security prison serving a life sentence which commenced in the late 1970s. I've been asked to share my views concerning August 10th and what this day means to me. On an earlier occasion, I mentioned how once upon a time, for me, August 10th was mostly a day of protest and mourning. It began in Millhaven a couple of years prior to my arrival there, but by the time I had participated in my first August 10th demonstration, I had lived and witnessed enough of the abuses and brutalities that I felt I could in good conscience participate in what was then a small and localized event. Millhaven is one of those end-of-the-road places where prison subculture is at its strongest, where some men, on both sides of the fence, are at their meanest, and where hope and comfort are in short supply. Of course, I knew that in the crime and punishment scheme of things, the whole concept of prisons meant that doing time wouldn't be a picnic, and at times I reasoned that most hardships, however unfortunate, were part of the price that had to be paid. And things really weren't all that bad, at least compared to other countries. I remember reading Winston Churchill's quote about being able to measure a country's humanity by the conditions of its prisons and how they treat their prisoners. I felt proud to be a Canadian and thankful to be in a Canadian prison. Unlike those huge United States monsters like Attica, Sing Sing, Folsom, San Quentin, just to name a few, our prisons are smaller, cleaner, much more humane, and far less corrupt. And even though I'd seen some mighty bizarre and senseless events take place around me, there was a lot more hope in Millhaven back in those days than what's depicted in the television program Oz. Back then, I'd completed a grade 12, I was beginning a post-secondary education through Queens, and, well, life wasn't all that bad. I remember wrestling with the moral issue and how it was that I could be sitting in a maximum security prison and getting an education that was oftentimes out of reach to the law-abiding. The only answer I could come up with was my belief that effective responses to crime and its causes were found in providing education and trades training to the cons, or as we're known today, the clients of the criminal justice system, and that hopefully my fellow Canadians would agree that these responses were more just and humane than torture and execution. August 10th continues to be a day of protest for me. The Canadian prison system continues to have its shortcomings and abuses. There's a practical obligation for us to speak out against the shortcomings of a system that impacts upon the financial resources of our country and the effectiveness of the treatment given to the clients that it will someday release back into its society. And there's a moral obligation to protest against abuse, period. Finally, however, August 10th has come to represent a day of hope for me. What began in Millhaven many years ago has taken root and grown beyond the walls and fences of these prisons. Because of this, more and more people and agencies have become involved, and this involvement has made some impact on the conditions and the practices here on the inside. My wish for those of you who hear this is that August 10th would come to be a day of awareness for you, and that you might come to ask certain questions of this ever-growing system, which historically has operated far away from public view. For example, do we need bigger prisons to house more criminals, or do we house more criminals because we're building bigger, more prisons? Are there alternatives to prisons? Can we continue to do better than the states, or are we on a course towards its Atticas and Oz? Can the treatment needs of its diverse clientele be met by the current practice of housing everyone under the same roof, such as sex offenders and pedophiles with all the rest? Why is there no post-secondary education or any trades training available? Can we find the resources to fund these? Are parole and prison responses to drug reuse creating heroin addicts out of pot smokers? The questions go on and on. It's my hope that, with your awareness and involvement, August 10th will continue to bring about positive change to the system for those of us who live here and for those who will someday be released. Thank you.